It's a bite nobody wants. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's tragic. It's preventable. It's something that we can correct. It's just not gotten the attention that it really deserves.
Dr. Michael Sims, a professor at UT's College of Veterinary Medicine, talking about a danger across the state and country that the university is working to prevent, and that's dog bites, especially to children.
Children and dogs are a great mix, but when there are no adults around, sometimes dogs reassess the pecking order and the child comes out on the short end of things. And children just don't naturally know how to deal with dogs. And so part of our program is to teach children how to interact with dogs so that they can get the best out of the relationship.
Dr. Michael Sims says nationally there are some 4.5 million dog bites reported each year. 800,000 of those require medical care, and the majority of the bites occur to children. UT's program focuses on how to avoid a dog bite, and they've put together brochures and other teaching materials, including a video to help young kids better understand the dangers of dogs.
The majority of the time that a child is bitten, it is a known dog, meaning a dog in the family or a neighbor's dog. So we teach children about things that they shouldn't do, such as going into a yard where there's a dog but no adults around, or approaching a dog that's on a chain or a rope. These are all what we call Rufus rules, and Rufus is our mascot, who is a large costume character that not only stars in our video but sometimes makes public appearances to teach children the proper behavior around dogs.
Dr. Sims says the majority of dog bites occur in urban areas, and tragically, some 15 to 20 people die each year from dog bites. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.